Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Two, and he is the head of the body, the church. That's the body we're talking about, the church. Jesus Christ, he's the head. And it says, who was in the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things might have the preeminence. Wow. So that rock is the profession that Jesus Christ is the Messiah and that he is the Son of God. And the Father revealed that unto Peter. And it doesn't stop there. It gets better. I mean, I tell you, I did a study on this. Boy, this was good stuff here. So then I read verse 19. Well, actually, and then it talks about the gates of hell shall not prevail against them. What this is talking about, this is a really an Old Testament reference of Hades or soul, which means death. That means death shall not reign over the church. Isn't that good? Death shall not reign. This could also be talking about the rapture. It could also be it's talking about the resurrection. And then, you know, what confused me at this verse 20. And then verse 20, I'm going to jump here. I'm going to come back to 19. Then charged he his disciples that they should tell no man that he was Jesus Christ. I'm like, what is that? So I got to studying and the Lord got to moving. Well, it wasn't time for them to know that he was Jesus Christ. He was just asking his apostle to make sure they was on board. Make sure that they got it. Because Jesus Christ had died and then resurrected. And then he'll tell them to go forth. That's a difference. That's a difference, isn't it? That's a difference. Because we see immediately after Jesus this, he tells, after if you continue reading, he immediately jumps into telling them that he must go and suffer and die. And will rise the third day. So that's why he didn't tell them, hey, don't tell them I'm Jesus Christ yet. You got to wait till I die and rise again. So wow, boy, this is good stuff here. So I'm going to jump back. So the gates of hell, death shall not prevail against the church. Now, verse 19, I'm almost done. Man, this is good. And he says, listen to this, what he says here. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. Wow. So Jesus tells Peter that he would give them the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Amen. Let me tell you something that might shock you here. Did you know that he's given it to you as well? Amen. He's given you the keys of heaven. What are the purpose of keys? Keys are normally used when something's locked. Yeah. This was locked from the Old Testament saints. They didn't understand it. Jesus was saying, hey, he was going to use Peter, the apostle, and all believers to open the door to heaven. So that whosoever will, they may come. God has given you the keys to unlock heaven. But we have them in our pocket. We lost them. We don't know where they're at. But God has given us the keys to unlock heaven. What are we doing with those keys? And those keys is simply the confession that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. So every time you go to someone that don't know Christ and tell them about Christ, you're unlocking the door so they can get to heaven. Isn't that amazing? Now they only can go through there through faith. But the Lord is using you and using His Word to unlock the door to the kingdom of heaven. Think about that. So when you're telling somebody about Christ, even in that little intimate setting that you have, that little moment that you have the keys.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, MinutesOfTruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.